the number one quad rock station in the world, turning up the beat in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Turning up the beat with the pioneers of gospel and new artists around the world.
Anybody know anything about back in the country? There's a whole lot of country people here today like me. In a little small town that we call Smithdale, Mississippi, I still attend services in a church by the name of Rose Hill Missionary Baptist Church. And my pastor is Pastor Lee. He comforts me all the time. But I remember when this particular church didn't have a concrete floor. They had a step we had to go up, an elevator step to go up, and then there was a hardwood floor. And back then, we sometime would be on the wagon going to church, and we would, anybody know anything about a wagon? Y'all don't know nothing about no mules and wagon, do you? Before we would get to the church, we would hear the sound of the people patting their feet on the floor. I know we can't hear you. We can't hear you patting your feet out there today. But it would be kind of nice if you just put your hand together. I know what you're talking about. And in that church, there was a deacon that he sung a song back then that I didn't understand what he was singing about. But when I grew up and got old enough to go out into the world and become face to face with trials and tribulation and went homeless sometimes and been made to cry sometimes, I know what he was talking about when he would lift his hand toward heaven and tell the Lord something like this. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. You brought me from a mighty, oh Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. He would tell him, Lord, you brought me through the storm. I know you brought me through the rain. You said, Lord, you brought me from a mighty, Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Put your hand together. Lord, you brought me from a mighty, you brought me from a mighty long way. Dear Lord, you brought me, oh, from a mighty, I'm talking about me now, you brought me from a long way, I thank God because, Lord, you brought me through the storm, you brought me through the rain, I know you brought me from a mighty. You brought me from a long way. I know somebody can relate to that. And somebody can tell the Lord, say, when I was sick, Lord, you brought me. Anybody been sick? Can you tell the Lord when I was in pain? I thank you because you brought me. Can you tell the Lord sometimes? You brought me through the storm. You brought me through the rain. Gotta lift your head and say, I know you brought me from a mighty. Lord, you brought me from a long way. And I lift my head toward heaven and tell God sometimes, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now. Anybody have anything to thank God for? You ought to tell him, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I never could have made it. I couldn't make it without you. And you know what? That, Lord, you kept your arms around me. And he watched over me through the storm and the rain. Sometimes I gotta listen to all my journey. It wasn't nobody but Jesus. He took away all of my pain. I tell him, Lord, you brought me through the storm. You brought me through the rain. I know you brought rubbing from a mighty, get rubbing from a mighty long way. Lift your head and tell God thank you. Come on, tell the Lord thank you. If you know God brought you right now, tell him thank you. You brought me. Did God bring you? Go to just lift your hand and say, you. Can I let Roger sing? Is it all right if I let Roger sing? Can I hear you say yes? Yeah? Can I hear you say yes? Yeah? Can I hear you say yes? Yeah? Come here, Roger. I couldn't do it for myself, Jesus. Lord, you brought me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, 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 thank you, Jesus. You brought me. Oh, 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 when I was sick, Jesus, when I didn't have food on my table, Jesus. Oh, 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 you were right there. Can I get a witness here tonight? Let me see you wave your hand if you know what we're singing about. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You brought me.
Is there anybody here tonight? No, God is good to you.
Hold on. You brought me.
Is there anybody here? No, God brought you from a mighty long way. Can I get a witness here tonight? Can I get a witness? Hey.
And I kept on praying till God heard my prayer. You see, I had no doubt in my mind. If I kept on praying and believing and kept on trusting and singing, I knew somewhere down the line that Lord would hear my prayer. Anybody can say God heard me pray? Come on, put your hand together.
Thank you.
I've been out here a long time. I saw a lot of singers go astray. I've seen a lot of them leave here. But through all of my years of singing, I've had many trials and tribulations, many ups and downs. But all of my years of singing, I don't know what I would have done had it not been for the Lord. What would we do without Jesus? Listen. Lord, I don't know what I'd do if it had not been for you. Lord, over and over, day after day, you made a way. But listen, Lord, I don't know. I don't know what I'd do. Lord, if it had not been for you, Lord, over and over, day after day, you made a way. And oh, Lord, you made. How many of you ever called him sometimes? Oh, Lord, whenever I needed you, Jesus, you were always right there. Lord, you opened doors for me that I could not see. In all of my burdens, you have helped me to bear. I give you, Lord, I give you all the praise. How many can lift your hand and praise God right now? Can you lift your hand and say, Lord, I thank you? How many have something to thank God for right now? Lift your head and tell him, Lord, I thank you because you have blessed me and so many.
The care for 3 or 4 days and don't know how you're gonna make it. Can anybody say I made it? Can anybody say somehow I made it? Do you know what it was? God heal you. Anybody know you've been healed? Hey!
pick me up every time I fall down. I wonder how many of you can say, you brought me, you brought me. Can anybody say, you brought me through, Lord? Anybody know God that brought me? I begin to feel something here now. Rock me when I get worried. Shuffle me when the storms are raining. Did anybody can say, put food on your table? Did he put clothes on your back? Did he put money in your pocket? Did God open doors that have been cold in your face? Let me hear you say yes. Say yes. Lord, I want to thank you because you made to sit down now. I don't want nobody to sit down now. Somebody right here have called on the Lord like I did. Until they just stayed right there and called until you got hooked. Anybody been hooked? Anybody been hooked? Anybody been hooked on Jesus? Why don't you come on, put your hand together. Listen to me if you please. It ain't no high like a Holy Ghost high. You need to try sometimes. No, 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 it ain't no high like a Holy Ghost high. You need to try sometimes. You need to get hooked on a high that will never let you down. Can I say it again? It ain't no high like a Holy
Get ready to have the church here tonight.
stretched away on the PNL line. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Welcome back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Just say, give us a round of applause.
I'm gonna leave you alone. Got to get cleared up here. Rev, come here. Let's give Rev Sanders a hand.
I'm gonna sing an old familiar song. I don't know about you, but you know I like them old songs myself. We're not gonna sing very long, but I do want to let you know that I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. And the reason I act like I do, talk like I do the things I do, because I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. One thing about it, when Christ comes into your life, he brings about a great change. Places I used to go, I don't go there no more. The lies that I used to tell, I don't tell lies no more. And I used to stay out all night long. No, have mercy. But I don't stay out all night long no more. Because I've been washed. Frank, quiet and sweet fella. Just let me know you're in the house. That's all I want to know. I just want to let me know you're in the house, fella.
That's another thing. You want to be here all night. You want to sing a little bit more? Huh? Come here, man. Sing just a little bit more, but we can't stay here all night, man.
If I have more, then it's over.
Thank you.
But I'm going to go back to the old time way. And I'm going to say just one verse. It's time to go, man. I done had all the saints. I enjoyed the walking that code to the fullest. Brother Jamie Martin, give him a great big hand. I'm going to go back to when my grandmama, your great-grandmama sang, and your great-great-grandmama, back there during slavery time, when they didn't have no music. Isn't that right? Listen.
What a pretty way how you do.
Saturday, April the 2nd at the Ezra Center, located at the Tower Shopping Center, 3670 Bastion Lane, Raleigh, North Carolina. Doors open at 3 p.m. Program starts at 4 p.m. Ticket donation, $10. Children under 12, free. Featuring on the program is the mighty Golden Bales of Rollin, North Carolina. Brother James Hinton and the Word Singers of Norfolk, Virginia. And company of Wilmington, Delaware, Dale Spencer, and the family heirs of Norfolk, Virginia, the master keys of Angie, North Carolina. Ron and the new spiritual souls of Raleigh, North Carolina. Anointed Brothers of Faith of Raleigh, North Carolina. The Covington family of Raleigh, North Carolina. Chosen of Wake Forest, North Carolina. Celebrated 20 years is honoring Richard Evans and the Silver Stars of Raleigh, North Carolina. The Larry Gilmore Senior and Wings of Faith of Wake Forest, North Carolina. For more information, call Sharon Hinton at 919-274-9968. On call 757-470-3597. There's nothing like serving the Lord. It's all going to take place in Raleigh, North Carolina. Don't miss it. It's a gospel program celebration Saturday, April the 2nd, 2016 at the Ezra Center, 3670 Baston Lane, Raleigh, North Carolina. Be there. Master of ceremony for the evening is gospel comedian Miss Beulah May. $10 donation at the door. Sponsored by Gospel Pioneer Incorporation.
We're taking quartet music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week. 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
This is Angela Breedlove reporting for the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Today I'm honored to have in the studio with me the lead singer of the Echo Airs, Minister Joseph Johnson, and his mother. But first, here is a selection from their CD, Transformation.
Can I get a witness? You know what I'm talking about?
Everybody, my name is Angela Breedlove, and I am your host. And today, I have the pleasure to have in the studio with me Minister Joseph Johnson, lead singer for the Echo Airs. And not only do I have him, I have his mother. They are some sweet people. We love them to death. They are some sweet people. And Mr. Johnson, just tell me what's on your mind.
Well, first of all, I'm grateful to be here in the North Carolina area. It's a blessing to be up this way. And, of course, just coming out of revival. And but at the same time, I'm just so grateful about what the Lord is doing in this time and in this season. And I do have my mother with me, Sister Pauline. I'm glad to have her with me this morning. I call her Mama, but I'm calling Miss Pauline this morning. But we're grateful to be here along with you, Sister Angela, Bree Love.
Yeah, Miss Pauline, I was listening to your testimony. You were saying how God is a healer.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
and
ma'am.
Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm Sister Pauline Johnson from Memphis, Tennessee. Thank God for being here. I was just telling Angela today, you know, our job is to let folks know what God can do for you. I'm a living witness that in 2007, I was in a car accident. Broke my ankle in 9 pieces.
Oh.
Took me from a job of 33 years. I was working 2 8-hour jobs. And took me and laid me flat on my back with pins in my foot. And then the Lord just said, well, you know, it's time for you to give me time. You done gave the world time. Now it's my time. So what I want to say now, after all of that, I was diagnosed with COPD, which is where it's hard for you to breathe. I got sleep apnea. My hair's a little long, you know, I'm not gone bald yet. And the Lord just, I got high blood pressure. I got all of this. But if you saw me right now, you wouldn't believe it. God can do all things through faith. All you got to do is try him. Try him. I lost my house. I'm not homeless. I got a house that fully filled with everything. But, you know, we get caught up in the world today thinking about materialistic things going to get us to heaven. That's not it. If that heart ain't right, you ain't treating your neighbor right, if you ain't helping somebody when they come to you, you're not doing God's work. And people get it twisted when they talking about the people that's on alcohol. Let me straighten this out right quick. And Proverbs 20:1 said, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Whosoever deceiveth thereby is not wise. So that means you can't get drunk. If you want to get drunk in the spirit. God will have you so high, you can't come down. Because in Acts, they tell you about when all those folks got together in that room, that rushing mighty wind came in, it was acting like drunk folks. You can still be full of the spirit if you let him in. You got to let him in. You got to let him. You got to trust him. You got to trust him.
Well, Minister Johnson, I see where you get it from. You said your father was a preacher. And your mom, she's giving a word. She done, oh my goodness.
Well, one thing I will say, This is actually her second time in a radio station. So it's, you know, she'll get a little happy. And ain't nothing wrong with that, because that's exactly what that's why God's been that good.
Okay, let's get another selection from the Echo Airs. And this song will be coming from their latest CD, I Owe the Lord. The title of the CD is Old School, New Flavor.
Fellas, come on, let's go back down to Moscow, Tennessee, where we from. Have a little old country church. Come on. Yeah. Listen, yo. I'm
Today we're interviewing Minister Joseph Johnson, the lead singer of the Echo Heirs out of Moscow, Tennessee, and we also have his mother with us in the studio today, Miss Pauline Johnson.
So where did you get your singing from? When you was growing up, did you have like music around the house? I know you said your father was a gospel singer and a preacher. Did your mama sing?
My mama, she will sing. She will sing. It may not be the note that you want it to be, but my dad was a singer. My mom actually can sing. It depends on what she's singing. It depends on what she's singing. But I will say my dad. They both of them brought us up in a God-fearing home, and quartet music was basically, the foundation of it. People like the Pilgrim Jubilees, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Southern Faith Singers out of Chicago, Illinois, the Salem Travelers. It's just a whole list of older groups. I still have the albums at home. And the first song I even ever sung was a song by Southern Faith Gospel Singers called...
Do you remember that song?
Read Your Bible.
Do you remember that song?
Yes.
Can you give us a little bit of it?
Well, yeah, the song said, yes, the Bible is right. And I know somebody's wrong. Yes, Bible is right. I know somebody's wrong. Wrong, wrong. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Oh, yeah, yeah. The Bible is right. And I know somebody's wrong.
Tell me something about yourself that you think would surprise our radio listening audience.
Well, one of the first things that people always ask me when they see me at concerts and things of that nature, they say, how does it feel to be you? And I said, well, I'm just human like anybody else. I love to watch football, NFL, NBA. San Francisco 49ers is my football team. The Chicago Bulls is my NBA team right there in Memphis, Tennessee. The University of Memphis is my number one college team, who has been just remarkable. And when it comes to football in college, I love Alabama.
Oh, okay.
So I'm kind of surrounded a little bit, but I like to shoot pool. You know, I like go swimming. I even like to wash my car every week. I know don't make no difference what the weather is, unless it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
But I wash my car every week, and I think I got that from my dad because every Saturday morning we would he would have us out cleaning up the Lincoln.
Okay.
That had 2-inch white walls, and we had to get SOS pads to make sure them white walls was clean. And every Sunday morning when we would go to church, the car would be clean because we cleaned it up every Saturday. So I still carry that with me today. That's probably one of the strangest ones that I wash my car every week.
Tell me, do you have any advice that you can give to new artists that's thinking about breaking into the music or what they should look out for? Or like, I know a lot of people feel that if I go and I get a CD and I make a CD, it's more than just going to the studio making a CD. I mean, you got to get it to the different radio stations. And I mean, what's the use of getting a CD and you got it sitting in your basement for 2 or 3 years? I mean, people can't hear it unless you get it to the station. Do you have any other advice about
Because you're on an independent label, right?
Yeah, I'm on an independent label who actually distributes us nationally. And I'll say to any group that's trying to start off, first of all, do your homework on what you want out of this. Because the gospel music industry now, there is money that can be made. But at the same time, we have to come together in order for it to work. Now it's more important, networking is more advanced now than it used to be. You can put a song out today and you can have it out. The world can know it today by ways of YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, all these many different avenues that are available now. But I want to tell all the musicians and singers, don't be afraid to invest in yourself, because a good quality project would take you a long way. Don't just look to try to find a hit song. Live ministry. Ask the Lord to direct your path through the songs that you sing. That way, the Lord will be glorified through the music, because he said, if I be lifted up,
yeah,
I'll draw all men unto me, which means if you want to sing to a packed house or thousands of people, it's not going to happen every day. But if you do the will of the Lord, he will put those things in your, he will bring them to pass. I used to stand in the backyard on our porch and sing. And when I was standing in the backyard, and the grass were people to me. A lot of people don't understand now what that actually would have meant back then, but the reality was, I didn't know that there were going to be days when I was going to sing in front of thousands of people.
Mm.
And so the grass represented the people. And I never knew it as a child, but as I got older, I looked back and was like, I was standing back on the porch, and the porch was the stage.
Mm.
And the grass were people. So as I was standing there and just sang, there were many days, even when my father passed, I was standing back there and just sing just little songs of praise to God and thanking him that I was still able to be around, you know. And in doing so, I've seen my dreams become reality. And from that, it's basically to let every young person know it's not about the music. Don't get caught up in the music. Don't get caught up in the money, because out here, you will find out that everybody's not for you. But at the same time, if you have God on your side, then you know God will order your steps.
Mm-hmm.
And when he order your steps, then increase begins to happen. And not only are the people blessed, but you will feel blessed through the process.
This is Angela Breedlove reporting for the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Praise the Lord. I'm Warren Lumpkin, and I'm going to be leading in us in a national prayer for our nation. Father God, we come before your throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We ask that you would strengthen your people with mighty power inwardly by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling our innermost being and personalities. May Jesus Christ actually dwell in the hearts of your people. May he abide in us. May Jesus make his permanent home in our hearts. Let your people be rooted in love. Let the foundation of every ministry worldwide be rooted in love, and the foundation be securely in the love of Jesus Christ that far surpasses mere knowledge. Let your people be filled throughout their entire being with the fullness of God and possess the rich measure, the richest possible measure of your divine presence. May we be wholly filled and flooded with God himself. May you give us life and energy with all power by your spirit, that we would have endurance and patience and perseverance and forbearance with joy. God, please continue the work that you began in us. Oh, God, bring it to a full completion. Cause the thoughts of your people to agree with your will. Make we need that we may carry out your will. Work in us to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight. Father, we come to you in behalf of the United States of America. Lord, you are our Lord and our Savior. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will keep America under the shadow of your wings, that we will continually abide under the shadow of the Almighty because of the people in this nation who are righteous, who pray to you day and night. Hear the prayers and petitions of your people, God, and have mercy on our nation. I pray for the president of this nation, all the executive branches, and all the members of Congress and the Senate, and all the leadership of all local, state, and federal agencies, all the commissioners and governors of this nation. I ask that you would guide and direct the leadership of this nation in every way, Lord God. Cause the thoughts of each one of these people to agree with the will of God. Lord, I thank you for your protectiveness over our nation. You have shielded us from harm and danger. I thank you, Lord, and that you hear our prayers and our requests. Of all the people who cry out to you day and night on behalf of our nation, you have kept us safe, Lord God. You have foiled the plans of the nations who come against us. You thwarted the purposes of the peoples, but your plan stands firm forever. What you have intended and what you have ordained for this nation will come to pass as you desired it, Lord. We pray right now for your will to be done in our nation, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you would ensure the safety of your people and keep our nation from harm's way. Oh God, provide protection, oh God, from the plans of destruction that have been plotted against us. I pray, Father, that you would extend a hand of protection against all the destructive forces of terrorism against your people and this nation. I pray that you would protect our nation from evil attacks and terrorism and stop the evil aggression and terrorists. Attempts to bring destruction against our nation. Pray that you would give wisdom and discernment to those who provide protection for your people, God. Oh, Lord, raise up these men and women and instruct them and teach them, Lord God, that they would be alert, Lord God, and foil the plans of the enemy who come against our nation. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for our nation, Lord God, that you will provide insight to all the international and local authorities of our nation to act swiftly, oh God, and to avert all danger, and that anything that will come against all the American people and our properties, Lord God, guide the authorities of this nation and that they would seek to eradicate terrorists and enable military forces of this nation to become swift and powerful and accurate in any action against any evil attacks against this nation. And Father, I pray that you would loose your mighty warring angels, your guardian angels, to expose and destroy the potential dangers that's planned against America. I ask you, Lord, to continue and strengthen this nation. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge, our stronghold in times of trouble. So, Lord, I pray that you would never take your hand off of America, and that your people will dwell safely in this land and prosper abundantly according to your will. I submit this to your hand. Lord, I give you praise and thank you, oh God, for your protection that you've provided for us so far. God, I pray that you would not allow anyone who is hostile toward Israel to be elected into office. But I pray, Lord God, that you will continually guide our president, that he will understand the importance of of being allies with Israel, Lord, that you would not allow anyone to come into office who is hostile towards the nation of Israel, but it's because of the favor we have shown them that you have shown to our nation. We know, Lord God, that those who bless your people will be blessed, and those who curse your people will be cursed. We pray that no official, nobody will come into office, Lord God, who will be hostile towards the nation of Israel, God. Lord, we pray for the members of our armed forces, oh God, and we pray that you would just keep them, Lord God, oh God, and that you, Lord God, would give them peace in their hearts, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our president, Lord God. We pray that he would realize his own personal need, oh God, for your protection and for your guidance, Lord God, that he would see his inadequacy, and that he would be dependent on you for wisdom and knowledge and courage to do what he knows is right. We pray, Lord, that he will reject all evil counsel, God. And we pray for all the cabinet members and the people who counsel him, that they would be filled with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God, and that would give him sound and intelligent and righteous counsel. There would be no one in the air of this of our president, God, who would bring corrupt, who would be corrupt, Lord God. But we pray for righteous people, God, to be in office and to be surrounding and all his cabinet members, oh God, to be upright people, Lord God, and that he would do nothing to violate his conscience. And that, Lord, we pray that you would, we come against all humanism and all the evil, God, that is against you, your laws and your decrees, God, that these men would act according to your will. Oh, Lord God, we pray that you would help him to rely on prayer and the word of God for his source of strength and courage and wisdom for making decisions, Lord. Heavenly Father, please restore dignity and honor and trustworthiness and righteousness to the office of the presidency of the United States of America, oh God, so that they would be an example to all people, God. Lord, please, God, and let him listen with his heart and soul to those you have appointed to know the truth concerning the land of Israel. Lord, that those who are in cabinet members would understand and know that you, O God, promised the land of Palestine to Israel, O God, and that you have set the boundaries and the border lines. Please help the President of the United States to understand these things. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, we just pray for our nations and our school systems and our teachers and all the people who serve in public and office. God, we just pray that you would just continually guide them. And we just give this into your hands, Father. And we just give you all the praise, Lord. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence. To him who has the power to establish, strengthen, and settle us and make us what we ought to be and to equip us with what we need to carry out his will while you work in us, Father, to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, to whom be all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heaven and earth adore thee, O Lord. moving. paid the price for me.
You paid the price for me.
Way back on Calvary.
Way back on Calvary.
That's why
I lift you up.
Tell him one more time, I love you, Jesus. Come on, with everything that's in you, I love you.
I love you,
Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me. It's such a special way. Why I praise you.
I lift you up.
I lift you up. I magnify your name.
That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. It's not too late right now. I don't know what situation you might be facing, what circumstances you're going through. But Jesus is standing right there waiting to receive you. You heard the powerful prayer that Brother Warren brought forth on today concerning this nation and all around us, this school system, around this community, around all of the states and cities. We believe today that many lives are beginning to change their ways, that whatever the enemy may have brought forth this morning that he thought was going to turn out, God is turning it around for your good. There are some that are listening by way of radio today, and you don't know this man that we've been talking about named Jesus. Jesus said, come as ye are. It does not matter what situation you're in right now, if you're on drugs, if you're on alcohol. He said, come as ye are. He has no respect of a person. You may come right now. Where you are, I'm not talking about shaking a preacher's hand. I'm not talking about joining the church. I'm talking about having a relationship, a personal relationship with him, that you may surrender to God. He said, if you confess, you have to surrender. He said, come to him. Come to him, repent right now. If you are that individual, wherever you are, you can give your life to Christ right now. Jesus said in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes until righteousness, and with
now, let's prepare our hearts and mind with this awesome anointed woman of God, Apostle Janet Wooten, out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. And now, here is Apostle Janet Wooten. Good evening, Apostle.
Good afternoon, Reverend Kearney. And to all the NFI radio station listeners, to NFI radio staff, to each and every one of you, peace be unto you. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. This is the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we believe that we are more than conquerors. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, one home at a time. So we're just thankful to God to be able to come back with you on this Monday afternoon. Glory to God. And we know that God, Jesus said in John 8:12, spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we're just excited once again to be here with you on today. And we do want to give honor to Apostle Barbara Watkins, who let us know about this glorious opportunity to carry out the Great Commission, to tell the world about Jesus. We should tell somebody about Jesus every day of our lives, wherever we go and whatever situation or place we find ourselves in. There should be somebody there in the grocery store, the gas station, the supermarket, on your job, in your community. And wherever you are, there is, should be an opportunity where you tell somebody about Jesus. So we're just excited today, and we're not going to be before you long. This is a short message, but we truly believe that this is the word that's going to make all the difference in somebody's life. When we look at what's going on around us today, going on around in the world, and even what's going on in our personal lives, it is important that we hear a word to be spoken in season. The Bible said, how great is it? And so this particular word may not be for everybody, but it is a word for somebody. We're coming out of the New Testament, and we will float back to the Old Testament. But, you know, we just want to leave a thought with you on today to encourage somebody, to lift somebody up, to tell somebody today to get up out of that place that you're in. Glory be to God. You don't have to stay in that place. Glory to God. And so when we look at Luke chapter 15, we're going to talk about the prodigal son. And we know that you have read the Bible and heard the story told about a man, and which they didn't give no name. They said a certain man, and that the man had two sons, and the youngest of the two told his father to give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. This is Luke chapter 15. And, of course, the young boy, he left. He packed his stuff and left and went into a far country where he wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there rose a mighty famine in the land. And he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against the heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. Glory to God. And we're going to stop right there, but we want to go back to verse number 17 and lift the beginning scripture where it says, and when he came to himself. So there comes a time in our lives that we have got to come to ourselves. We have got to come to the realization of our life. We got to sit down and look at the decisions made, and we have to come to a place where we tell ourselves, and this is your topic for today, I'm not going to go any lower than this. I am on my way up. I'm not going to go any lower than this. I am on my way up. And when we look at this story about the prodigal son, he had made a decision that he felt like he was ready to take on this world. He was ready to be out on his own, that he was ready to have his money, the portion that would come to him. He was supposed to have gotten after his father passed, but he told his father, he said, you know, go ahead and give me my money right now. He packed up, left his father's house, and he went out into a far country where he really didn't know anybody. He left from under the ark of safety. He left from a place where he had food to eat. He had shelter over his head. He could be warm at night. He had clothes to put on. Even down to when you look at when he said, began to talk to himself, he talked about how even down to the servants had bread enough and to spare, and how he was perishing with hunger. The servants were living good. And there he was, had made a decision that he was going to go out into the world. He had enough money that would take care of him, but the money ran out. Mm-hmm. And he found himself in hunger, in need, and would have perished if it hadn't been that he joined himself to a citizen of that country. But that citizen sent him out into the field and into the mud to feed the swine, to feed the pigs. And he found himself in mud. And the symbolic representation of mud is a person that's covered in mud may symbolize being tainted or spotted by sin. But the bottom line of it is he was in a place he didn't belong in. He was in a place he didn't have to be in, and he was in a place he didn't have no business there. I'm not going to go in the Lord in this. I'm on my way up. And so he began to talk to himself. He began to reminisce about the place where he left. And he said to himself, the Bible said that he would have almost fainted if it had not have been for he would have almost filled his belly with the food that the pigs ate. But he came to himself enough to know that, you know what, I don't have to do this right here. I don't have to live like this no longer. I'm in the wrong place. I'm going to get myself together. I'm going to humble myself, and I'm going to go back to my father's house. He even down to say he don't even have to take me back as a son. He could make me as one of the hired servants in the house. That's how he humbled himself. He didn't allow pride to get in there. He didn't think about how some people say, well, I stay in the situation that I'm in because I don't want to hear nobody say, I told you so. I told you so, because the Bible even said that the father just gave it to him. The father didn't argue with him. He didn't try to reason with him. I believe that the father went and prayed because he knew that once he got out there in that world, he was going to find out the harsh reality of the world, that the world is not going to do you the way that the father was going to do him. And yes, I know people get in the organization that say, we your family now, and we love you. But let me tell you something. The devil, the strongest weapon that the enemy has ever used, is the spirit of deception. And he uses deception because Jesus described him as a liar and the father of lies. And if anybody accepts you into a situation that keeps your life in danger, that make you do things that you know in your heart of hearts that you are not supposed to do, they do not love you. People that love you, they push you up to go up higher, to do great things. They keep your arms lifted up. They gird you with prayer. They want to see you succeed. They want to see you blessed. They want to see you living a good life. And I pray that there's some young people listening, because if anybody tell you to come on and join this gang, if anybody tell you to come on and do this, and they're doing things that could cost you your life, that's not love. That's not love. That's not love. And there come a point in our life where some things just get old. Trying to get the next high, they keep right on drinking, they keep right on partying, and now, you know, I'm still going to the club, and so many things are happening now. There's some things that just get old, and you have to tell yourself, I'm not going to go in the Lord in this. And I believe that's what the prodigal son was saying to himself. I'm not going to go no Lord in this. I'm not going to sit out here and eat food that belongs to pigs, the slops. I'm not going to stand out here and eat this. I'm not going to go in the Lord in this because I know where I came from. I know who I am. And see, when you don't understand your identity of who you are, that's when you will fall for anything and anybody. But when you know who you are, and this prodigal son knew who he was and knew where he had came from, he came to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God, somebody. And you have to know who you are. And when you find yourself in a situation that looks like it's over, because the enemy will make you think it's over for me, I can't do no better than this. It's not going to get any better. I even down to hear people say sometimes, I'm going to be broke anyhow. Ain't going to never have nothing no way. That's negative talking. When we serve a God that owns everything in this world, he got the whole world in his hand. He own a cattle, a thousand hills. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And it's yours for the asking. And these were Christians that were talking. People in leadership. I ain't going to have nothing to know how. I'm going to be broke anyhow. The devil is a liar. And where you are right now is just temporary. Do not make a permanent decision based off of temporary situation. You got to begin to talk to yourself and take inventory of where you are. And begin to tell yourself, I'm not going to go in the Lord in this right here. I am on my way up. I'm going to look up. I'm going to get up. And I'm going to live. I'm going to move forward in the Lord. I'm going to seek the face of God and not the hand of God. I'm going to seek the face of God. And I'm going to ask him to give me the instructions for my life. Tell me what the assignment is. Give me a strategy so I can get out of this place that I'm in. The Bible lets us know in Deuteronomy 8, he gave us power to get wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God. Jeremiah 29:11 lets us know that he knows the thoughts. And some modern translations translated to, he knows the plans that he thinks towards, the plans that he has for us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring us to an expected end. But in you, it's up to you. We're in a time and a season now that we are under an open heaven, and God is concerned about our people, but he is waiting for you to cry out to him. And you may be feeling like, well, you know what? I done prayed, and he ain't done what I asked him to do, and he has not fulfilled answered my prayer. But yes, he is answering your prayer. But what he wants you to do is seek him first. He wants a relationship with you. He wants to shower his love down on you. Glory be to God. We can no longer treat God like he's a Santa Claus or he's a genie in a bottle. He wants to be a permanent fixture in your life. He wants you to be dependent and trusting in him. Glory be to God. But see, David said, I have been young and now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And we're in a season where God is pouring out his spirit, where God is pouring out blessings, where God is taking care of his people. We are in Goshen right now. Ikobo Shaga. He began to tell me a couple of days ago, one day last week. He said, you know what? For 3 years almost, COVID started coming into fruition in 2019. He said, and all during that time, I took care of everybody. I took care of the world. I showed them that how abundant living that you can have when they could not go to their job, when they had to stay home. They had plenty of food to eat. They had money to take care of their bills and take care of themselves and to be a blessing to their children for the first time in their lives. And some people felt that they were a part of the American dream. They were able to eat food different from what they were used to eating. He said, I took care of everybody in this world. I took care of my people. I took care of them. He said, now, what did they do? That's as soon as COVID was over with. Instead of turning your hearts and minds unto him, he said they turned around and went back to their own flock. They went back to their own vomit. That's like a pig do after you clean him up. He turns back to the mud. Just like a dog do, he turns back to his own vomit. He come on, shout out. He said, that's what people have done. They have turned back to their old ways, their wicked ways. He said, but the next thing that's coming through here now, he said, I'm going to take care of my people. I'm going to pour out my spirit upon my people that are faithful to me, that have a relationship with me, that know my name, and their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They are going to live in Goshen while the world is experiencing Egypt. Yes, Mama Shia, Lord of Oshia. And this time, he said, let them know that this time, when I bless you, when I shower down blessings and I open up doors and I provide for you, I preserve you, I protect you, I take care of you, this time, make sure you do the right thing with what I give you. Pay your bills. I know, Oshandaha. Give your blessings, give your tithes and your offerings, and put some aside. For the times when times get hard. And just like the dream that the Pharaoh had during the time of Joseph, where there were 7 years of plenteous, and then there were 7 years of famine. He said, put them in remembrance of how Joseph came up, and God gave him a strategy of how to protect and preserve my people Israel. And that is what I'm going to do to different individuals. I'm going to give them a strategy. I'm going to give them a plot and a plan of how to take care of my people during the time of hardness. But there are going to be 3 years that's going to come. There's going to be years come of plenty where I'm going to move supernaturally in their bills and in their life and in their homes and supernaturally heal my people, supernaturally provide for my people. You cannot work out what it is that I got for you. Glory be to God. You can believe this or not. It is up to you. But God is given the move miraculously and supernaturally in the lives of his people. Don't you worry and don't you fret. But you keep your hand in the Lord's hand. If you strayed away from God, do like the prodigal son did. Don't be too proud. Humble yourself and go back to God. Because he's standing waiting with arms stretched wide open. He is waiting for you. And everything you need, God has got it. All this time, you thought that it was you working your job. It was you taking care of you. It was you because you got a degree. It was you. It was what your hands have done. It was God all the time favoring you, showing you his love, blessing you. Glory be to God. But I had to let you know this word. It's time that you tell yourself, I'm not going to go any lower than this. I'm on my way up. You that's in a bad situation, you got to take inventory. You got to look at this thing with reality. Ask God to remove the scales off of your eyes and to unstop your ears that you may hear what the Spirit is saying to you on today. Glory be to God. You cannot make anybody love you. You cannot make anybody respect you if that's not the foundation where they come from. Everybody wants love. But there are some people that don't know how to show love because we love from the foundation that we grew up in or where we come from. It isn't until we accept the love of Jesus and we become that new creature, the old things are passed away, behold, all things become new, that we learn how to love God, love ourselves, and love one another, have healthy relationship with each other. And there are some of you hanging into situations. And you know it's done gotten so bad that sometimes you sit and you ask yourself, what more can happen? But it's time for you to say to yourself, I'm not going to go any lower than this. You that's out there, you on drugs, homoshaya. You got an addiction. There are different types of addiction. You have to make a conscious decision. And I'm not saying it like it's easy. But you know what? We can't not keep saying that it's hard because we got a God that's standing with arms stretched wide open that is a deliverer to those that will call upon his name. But he said, all those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We got a God that has not been untouched by the feeling of our infirmity. He knows what we are going through. But he's waiting for you to cry out to him with a sincere cry and tell him, Lord, I can't do this thing by myself. And I stretch my hands to you. I lift my voice to you. And I ask you, Lord, to help me because I need your help. I can't do this by myself. And I want to be a better person. I want to be better. I want to live an abundant life. I want to live better than this. I want better for my life. And I need your help. Please help me. You on the streets, don't have nowhere to lay your head. If you call on the Lord, God will make a way for you. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not just up here talking and throwing out scriptures. I know for myself. What God can do. I've had many surgeries from the time I've been in this world up until June the 14th of next month. I will be 60 years old. And God brought me out and brought me through every last one of them. In times when it was hard, I cried out to the Lord. And he put me on somebody's mind. And somebody called and said, I got this for you. God is the one that's been making a way for me. He is the way. And this thing, what we said, you know, God will make a way out of no way. He don't have to make a way because he's already the way. He is the way, the truth, and the light. He is the way. He's the only way. And don't allow the enemy to keep right on fooling you with lies and deception because the devil is a liar, and he will make you look at things in a skeptical way. He will make you look at things, and he will tell you, you know, you don't need to do that. It's not going to get any better. He'll tell you stuff. He'll make you almost kill yourself. He'll put in your mind to be so jealous and have hate fill your heart and unforgiveness that you be gonna kill somebody before you know it. And that's not even who you are. You have an identity in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this prodigal son, he knew who he was. And his dad had to be somebody of substance because he had servants. He was able to give his son his inheritance. So the boy knew where he came from. He knew what he left behind. And he came to himself. And he let himself know, I must sit out here and starve to death when the very servants in my daddy's house have enough food to eat. I'm not going to go no lower than this. I'm getting up out of this mud pit, and I'm going back home to my father. And I'm going to humble myself and let him know, I know I've done wrong. I know I made a mistake. I know I messed up when I left here. If you don't even want to call me son anymore, I can just be a servant in the house. It's time to go back home. It's time for you to tell yourself, I'm not going any lower than this. I'm on my way up. Even down to the Bible tells us about, and we got to get ready to get out of here. It tells us about Ruth, Naomi in the book of Ruth, how it was with her husband, Elimelech. There was a famine in the land. That's why you cannot make permanent decisions based off on a temporary situation. There was a famine in the land, and he took his wife and two sons and went into the country of Moab. And he knew he wasn't going to survive. There was no way he could survive because of the fact that Moab was an enemy of God. They were enemies of God. So there was no way that he could survive. There's some of you have went into places that you already know there's no way you can make. So you're in the wrong place. And the place you in is an enemy to God and an enemy to you. Oh, my neighbor, Shonda. Elimelech died and the two sons. The two sons did get married, but they died. But Naomi heard that where they came from, because Bethlehem means house of bread. She heard that the Lord was blessing in back where she came from. And she turned around, she went back home. She said, I ain't going no Lord in this right here. I'm going back home. I'm going back to my blessed place. I'm on my way up from here. And she was blessed with a grandchild by a woman by the name of Ruth, who was a Moabite. But Ruth knew, I can't stay in this place either. I ain't going no Lord in this either. I'm going where she going. And you got to make a conscious decision that I'm not going any Lord in this right here. Oh, Baba Shikoro Mosia. Oh, glory be to God. Even down to the four leprous men in 2 Kings chapter 7, they were sitting outside the gate. And the prophet Elisha had given a prophecy saying, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. In other words, he was letting the people know that you're going to be able to get whatever you want for the price you want to pay for it, for little or nothing. But the king did not believe the Lord did believe the prophet. But there were 4 leprous men that sat outside the gate because they couldn't be inside of the gate because they were considered unclean because of their sickness and their disease. But they said to themselves, why are we going to sit here at this gate and die? Why sit we here until we die? If we enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. If we sit still here, we're going to die. Now, therefore, let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die. But when them 4 men made up in their minds, we ain't going no Lord in this right here. We know we might have a sickness, but we ain't going no Lord in this right here. We're going to go into the city and see what's going on. When they got in there, the Lord caused a supernatural miracle on their behalf. The people fled because they sound like an army coming into the city, and it was just 4 men. They ran from tent to tent on the spoils, and then they said, we're doing wrong. Let us go back and tell the people. The prophetic word that the prophet spoke had come to pass. And here were people that were unlikely people that they would reject and wouldn't believe. But guess who God used to go back and tell them, you know, there's some spoils here. You don't have to starve to death. You don't have to go no lower than this right here. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word that you said that we should live by. Your word is forever settled in heaven, God. Father, we pray now in the master and powerful name of Jesus that, Lord, that somebody's heart was pricked by this word, God, and they will make a conscious decision that I'm not going to go any lower than this. I've already hit rock bottom, and I can't go no lower than this right here, that I'm on my way up, that I'm going to get down on bending knees, and I'm going to cry out to you, God. And Father, I pray that you will come to the rescue. I pray that you will dispatch angels on assignment on their behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that will give them instruction and a strategy of how to come up out of the situation that they're in. Father, I know that you are a God that can reach way down and pick us up out of the muck and miry clay, that you can reach way down and pick us up, God, out of any situation or circumstance, but you're asking us to trust you, God. You asking us to believe in you. You asking us, God, to have a relationship with you and to live for you and to serve you and to live with you and to love you, God. Hamosha, help us today, God, in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we can't do this by ourselves. We cannot make it in this world today by ourselves. We need your help, God. We need your unchanging hand. We need you to look on us, God. We need a touch from you, God. We need you to turn some things around, God, that it will work out for our good but for your glory. We need to see the strong arm of you revealed, God. Father, we need a change. We need a touch. We need our land to be healed. We need you to move on behalf of your people, God. God, we need you. This is a 911, God, because if you don't move, God, we don't know what else there is to do. There is nowhere else for us to turn. Hot name, oh, shot. We call on you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. of Nazareth. We need you, God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to do our part, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I pray for every elected official, God, in the name of Jesus, God. It is you that take down one and set up another. In the name of Jesus, God. It is you who heart got the heart of the king in your hand, and you can turn it in which way you please. Let them turn their hearts to you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, and we praise you, and it's in your name we pray, and God, we choose to believe. Amen, amen, amen. This has been the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray that a word has been spoken that will bless your life. God, to bless you is our prayer. Amen.
Been listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
Whenever you think about the condition of our world, whenever you watch the news, whenever you read the newspaper, there's always bad news. It kind of makes you long for a place that the Bible talks about where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. I want to put it in song, express the way I feel.
I wanna go where the thunder don't roar.
Where the thunder don't roar.
There where chilly winds don't blow.
Chilly winds don't blow.
I wanna go above where the rain don't blow.
When I leave this world
to return.
To return.
When I leave, when I leave,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
To return no more.
Let me say that one more time. I wanna go boom 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 boom. Where the thunder don't roll.
Where the thunder don't roll.
Wanna go somewhere where, somewhere where chilly winds don't blow. When I leave, when I leave,
to return,
won't have to cry no more, to return, won't have to die no more, to return, won't be long no more, oh yeah, to return. Won't have to deal with heart attacks and strokes and sugar diabetes, high blood pressure to return. Come that morning when this life is over,
gonna fly away and be everywhere. To return. What a great day it's gonna be, yeah. To return.
Four minutes after the hour, going down memory lane, and that voice we certainly miss, that's Pastor Sean Jones and the Believers right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and want to thank you so much for catching the wave. We've got more music right here on this wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you so much for catching the wave and all of the wonderful comments and the words that you expressed to let us know that you are enjoying the music and the Word of God right here. And we want to invite you to lock in right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can join us on our website, nfiradio.com. And you can also listen in on Facebook Live. Simply go to NFI Radio Gospel Network. And you can also join us on Blog Talk Radio. All right, now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music here from the studio live in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. God bless.
And I'm gonna try God there. The Lord has been so good to me. When I leave this world, heaven, what I wanna see, slow down your chariot. Slow down your chariot. If these two angels should fail me, I know the Lord is gonna meet me with another pair. The Lord has been so good to me. When my life is over, heaven's where I wanna be.
I'll serve him for the rest of my life.